you were working in an office someplace, I would imagine, right?
We always had an office at Desilu Studios when we were on hiatus, not shooting a show or something, and Lucy was home. I would take a folder full of work and go to the house and spend the day, just mainly to answer the phones. But after she sold Desilu Studios, we went to Universal Studios and had an office there for about 5 years, I think. From Universal, we moved to Warner's Hollywood. It had been the Goldwyn Studios, but while we were there, the name was changed to Warner's Hollywood. From Warner's Hollywood, we went to Fox Studios. That move was because Marvin Davis owned Fox Studios, and Marvin had been a friend of Gary Morton's and consequently Lucy's. They always went to the Davis's big, big parties. When we left Fox Studios, we had an office in a beautiful building at Sunset and Doheny, right at the edge of Beverly Hills. We had an office there for 3 years when Lucy passed away.
You must have been an exceptional secretary because you caught on with her. She kept you. They could have said, well, we have our own here or whatever. And she could have dumped you, and she didn't.
Well, Lucy liked keeping her family close and her friends, and she didn't like change. And I do know how to keep my mouth shut. I know how to handle situations. There's a million people that can type as good as I can, I'm sure, but I had other qualities, and I think the main thing was keeping my mouth shut.
Nothing leaked through Wanda Clark.
Nope, that's for sure, and people did try.
To get you to talk?
Oh, golly, those awful yellow tabloids called all the time with something just the most outrageous to see if they could get some information from me. Fishing for something to print.
They just wanted a sentence out of
anything.
You, didn't they?
Didn't matter if it was true or not. They didn't care. They'd be something else the next day.
Did you have a standard answer to them?
Don't know anything about that. Bye. I mean, I didn't encourage talking to them at all.
So she knew that you were doing that. You also performed in an episode, actually.
That I did, because, again, Lucy is so known for her authenticity. We shot the show from start to finish after 4 very full days of rehearsal, over and over and over again. That's how Lucy worked, and that's what she wanted from everybody else. Dean Martin said once he thought Lucy was going to kill him, because he was used to strolling on the stage, singing a song, and strolling off to the golf course. For Lucy, it was 10 to 6,
four days
a week
of rehearsal.
Then filmed the show on the end of the fourth day.
Wow.
She demanded that from everybody that worked for her. But this particular show, it was a Here's Lucy, where her own children played her children.
And that would be Desi Arnaz Jr.
Desi Arnaz Jr. and Lucy Arnaz. Lucy spelled L-U-C-I-E. There's kind of a story about that, too, because Lucille wanted to name her daughter Susan, and I don't know why she chose Susan. She had a cesarean because she was 40 before she had her children. And while she was out, Desi named the baby L-U-C-I-E, Lucy. And it's right. Susan just wouldn't suit Lucy Arnaz. But anyway, back to my story. The script was Lucy was supposed to hire someone to help her in the office. The script called for a really fast typist, really, really, really fast. And Lucy found out at the first read-through around the table that the actor they hired for that part could not type. Lucy says, get Wanda down here. They'd call me, and I went down, and I did that part. But the funny thing is, I'd been typing on an electric typewriter for many years by that time. And electric typewriters don't have a carriage sling. And that's what Lucy wanted, the clang, clang, and the sling. So what I typed that day was gibberish. But I had the rhythm, and that's what Lucy wanted, the rhythm of that typist. So anyway, it was a lot of fun. I'm glad I got to do it.
And if you hadn't developed a rhythm, she probably would have found somebody else.
Oh, yeah. If I couldn't have managed that manual typewriter, she would have found somebody who could.
When we see those shows, maybe we think it's ad-libbing or some of it, but it was really strictly written.
Very.
Most shows back then, I think, were anyway.
I think most of them were. I think today they do a lot of improvisation or something. People still tell me now, my friends, cousins, will say, oh, well, that was mostly ad-lib. Not a word of it was ad-libbed. Lucy always gave her writers credit, too. The writers were so important to Lucy. The story was important. I always said from the very first time I started working for Lucy, these crazy escapades that Lucy got into, there was a really good reason for her to do that. And she believed that. I mean, she played it for real. That's what made it last, made it so funny. There was a reason that she got into every one of those.
Much of it was from her real life, too, wasn't it?
I can't say that Lucy Ricardo was real life, actually, not in that strict sense.
Did she take anything that happened to her out somewhere and bring it to the table? She probably didn't. It was the writers doing it all, right?
The writers, Bob and Madeline, Bob Carroll Jr. and Madeline Pugh Martin Davis, because she was married to Quinn Martin at a time there in the mid-50s, I think. They were the original writers for the radio show that I Love Lucy was taken from. It was called My Favorite Husband. Richard Denning did it.